The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Nick, can you just take us back to when the St. Louis Blues waived you and just that whole kind of, and then getting claimed and just that's what happened there in those couple of days and how you felt about all that?
That was a bit of a shock. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, change is always hard. But, you know, everybody has been extremely great here. They've made the process super easy on me, and that's obviously greatly appreciated. The hockey world is such a small world that it makes it easy, you know, to have that change. But initially, it's obviously hard at times, but there's a lot of excitement as well.
How much disappointment was there going from a team that, you know, made the playoffs last year to one that's still kind of building to that point?
There's a lot of excitement. I mean, you look at this roster up and down, there's a lot of skill, a lot of speed, good goaltending. So there's a lot of exciting times ahead.
Can you say what you were dealing with last year? You were a little banged up, right?
Yeah, I like to keep that personal, yeah. If anything. But, it was a good learning experience for me. Definitely some tough times last year, frustrating times, but you know, that's when you lean back on your friends and your teammates and in St. Louis, they were great throughout that whole process.
You feel that you have some, I don't know, so you've been in the league a long time, but you still have something to prove maybe?
I think, looking back at that last year, and what I went through, I think that was definitely some feelings that went through my mind and it was kind of refreshing to go through that as well.
When you look at the moves the Sharks made this offseason, right, they bring in a lot of veterans, especially on the defensive side of things. Just, you mentioned the young team. What, as a collective group, you know, you and John and Dimitri, what can you guys bring to the table that, you know, maybe the young team like that might have been missing?
Experience. I think you look at all three of our game, how we play the game. Mm-hmm. We make that good first breakout pass. We have skill, good skaters, and you know, I think with the skill on this team and their work ethic, you want to get the puck in that skill's hands as quick as possible, and I think we'll be able to do that.
What's been your first impressions of Coach Rosofsky? Obviously, you know, last year was his first year. We heard how hard this gate was, but from you, first year, how what's your experience been like? Not only on the ice just today, but just for the last couple of weeks since you've been, you know, in town.
So today was my first day meeting him. It was great. Good first day. It was hard. But first days are always hard. Adrenaline's high. Nerves are there. Even after 15 years of this, still have nerves on the first day. So it was definitely a lot of excitement. I'm looking forward to keep going.
Nick, what are your early impressions or first impressions of guys like Celebrini and Smith and Michael Misa, the player they just drafted second overall? What are your early impressions of those guys?
Incredible talents. You look at all three of them, and they all have a ton of drive as well on the side, and work ethic. And that's, you know, you see why they're so good, and those are some traits of the best players in the world. And I'm definitely looking forward to being on their team this year.
Competed against these Sharks these last few years. What does this team need to do to sort of take a step forward and be a more competitive team, you know, night in, night out, I guess?
I think on the teams that I've been on that have had a lot of success, consistency is one. Being in the right place at the right time, everyone doing their jobs, it makes everyone's life and job a lot easier.
With your injury last year, do you think that really, you know, hampered your performance last year? And do you feel like right now you're kind of back to maybe where you were a couple years ago?
Yeah, I feel good. Definitely very excited, to have another chance to prove myself like we were talking about earlier. And, you know, like I said, I feel refreshed. I feel ready. just want to get going.
And going back to when the Blues let you go, like, how did they handle it? You know, do you feel like, you know, you were kept in the loop, or just sort of how did you kind of find out and that sort of thing?
Honestly, it's a part of the business. It's not the first time I've been traded. So at the end of the day, like I said, it's a business. It is what it is. But now it's time to be here. Like I said, there's a lot of excitement. Excited to be here. Excited to prove myself and get going.
There's so much focus on Mac and him being sort of the guy to help lead this team. What are your, I mean, just on the ice there, what are your thoughts of just going against him, I guess, and the way he plays, and maybe off the ice too, his personality, I guess, what stands out?
Well, I don't know if you saw it, but he danced me and I fell. So that was not a good start by me. But, yeah, it goes back to his work ethic. You look at on the ice, off the ice, he's one of the first guys out there, one of the last guys off, and that's a sign of a true leader. You know, I've seen many captains do that throughout the years, and he's a guy that is going to be around a long time, and he is where he is because of that work ethic and drive.
You were paired with Klingberg today. I don't know if that's how it's going to go once the season gets going, but how long does it take for two D-men to sort of come together, maybe have some chemistry out there where we get to know each other a little bit?
Well, I don't know. I think everyone's different. Every D pairing that I've been on has been a little different, but it takes a little bit of time. The biggest thing is communication, and whether it's out on the ice or off the ice. Off the ice is probably a little bit more important in my opinion, but communication is big.
You're both going into contract years here. Can you guys use that to sort of, I don't know, push each other a little bit, or is that, how do you approach being in a contract year, I guess?
Honestly, I'm just here to win. That'll work itself out. Winning is most important, and today was a good first day, and we'll get going again tomorrow.
A couple more.
Was there a message from Mike or Warzo in regards to you, Dimitri, and John kind of providing leadership, and that being a very key reason why he brought you guys in here?
I mean, yeah, I think with our experience and the teams we've been on, we can definitely add that. On the ice for sure, and even off the ice, I think that always depends on the person, and like a guy like me, I'm not going to be always the talkative one, but if someone wants to come up to me and ask questions, or we can kind of talk about the game and or shift, definitely love to do that.
What have you thought of some of the young defensemen on the ice, Mook Madulin or Dickinson, if you've seen them, or have you seen them at captain skates so far?
Obviously, very talented. This was the first day today where pretty much everyone, I've seen everyone. So, a lot of skill, very good size. A few things that stood out about Dickie. He made some great breakouts today. Really good passing and very good defending. So,
thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.